Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing we need.
You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's another time to be in the presence of the Lord. Today is the 27th day in the month of April 2025. God willing, the month is coming to an end, even the year. And all we can say right now is thank you, Jesus, because only the Lord could have made this happen. The Lord is our sustainer, he's our protector, he's our shield, and he's our buckler. He's the one that has been sustaining us in peace and in health. Lord, we want to say thank you, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. If this is your first time of joining us and wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and right here on this show, we get to learn here and share the Word of God. We get to dive into the deep, deep revelation in the Word of God. The Lord gets to speak to us and we get to listen to Him. We get to pick from His table. He is ready with the feast of His Word and is ready to give to as many as are willing to receive. The question is, are you willing to receive from the Lord today? This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 27th day in the month of April 2025, and we'll be looking at a topic that says, Unbelievable Testimonies. Unbelievable testimonies. Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 26. There shall be showers of blessings. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 2 Kings from chapter 24 to chapter 25. Our memory verse is taken from Psalm 126 verse 1, which says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Psalm 126 verse 1, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Our Bible reading is taken from Psalm 126 from verse 1 to 3. Psalm 126 from verse 1 to 3, are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 1 it reads, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the Eden, the Lord had done great things for us. The Lord had done great things for us, whereof we are glad. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, today's memory verse says that when God turned the captivity of Zion, it was like a dream. When God gives you some testimonies, you might pinch yourself from time to time to be sure that you are awake and not dreaming. In Psalm 23 verse 5, David said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. That testimony was good enough, but when he went ahead to say, thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. I am sure that some people around him asked, what kind of testimony is this? Brother, are you sure you are not exaggerating? I'll share one of such testimonies with you. While I was a lecturer at the University of Ilorin, my wife and I had a teapot from which we could pour 5 cups of tea. Whenever we wanted to eat breakfast, my wife and I would fill the pot. After we have both had 2 cups of tea, the first person to finish the second cup of tea would usually go for the last cup. One occasion, the teapot was full as usual, and after we had both had 2 cups of tea, we discovered that the pot was empty. As we looked at each other with a confused look on our faces, the Lord said to me, When you were praying, you said, Lord, bless this food. Join us as we eat. I thought you invited me. I was thrilled to learn that the Lord Jesus joined us for breakfast. However, when I shared this testimony, the brethren looked at me like I had gone crazy because I said that Jesus drank tea. It became an embarrassment such that I had to cry to God to show me a similar incident from Jesus, from the scriptures. Then he said that in John 21, after Jesus had risen from the dead, he appeared to the disciples. They joined him at the store and ate fish and bread with him. The Lord said that after he rose from the dead, he could eat fish and bread, and if they had tea, he could even drink it with them also. Beloved, God is able to do exceedingly above all your wildest imaginations, like we see in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. I pray for you today that it will give you a testimony that people will find difficult to believe when you share it in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's open heaven comes to the prayer point that says, Father, please bring me into a realm of unbelievable testimonies in Jesus' name. Father, please bring me into a realm of unbelievable testimonies in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.